Welcome to another episode of The Doghouse on ntnradio.com.
I'm
working on my speed reading class.
I like that. I want you to talk really fast this entire episode because that's the way we're going to get things done tonight.
That's right. Okay, so guys, gentlemen, girls, ladies, Warren, how are you doing?
Hello, everybody.
Gee, that wasn't predictable at all, was it?
No, I never
it at all last week, so kiss my...
So we're going to have an interesting episode. Unfortunately, Warren will not be able to be with us for the racing segment this week. His mic will be going bad. His mic's going
to
go bad.
Hey, somebody predicted I wouldn't be able to get my head through the door if I picked Sykes for the double on one.
We had to wide the doorway.
We literally took the front windows out of the studio.
And lifted me through the window.
Yeah, we did that, but...
Ken, I actually blame you for this.
Why?
You saw me pick Rayo for the double, and you were like, screw Phil's points. I'm going to pick Rayo for the double.
I don't know, Phil. I don't know.
It was intentional.
I don't know that anybody in the studio warrants being copied by anybody else.
This is completely true.
Well, maybe, except for me.
He's maybe me.
Maybe his mic's going to die soon.
You know, I think it is going to die earlier.
That mic's got all kinds of problems. It could go at any minute.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and the board, where it's plugged into the board, you know, sometimes I just have to turn it all the way down and reset it, Warren. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
We're going to do something different. We're actually going to play a game on this week's show because... This is literally
the first time.
Yeah, so the first time. We're going to play a game on this week's show that Warren... We want to, right off the bat, blame Warren completely for this because it was Warren's idea.
If it goes good...
And if you...
No, see, you shouldn't have said that. If it went good, you should have said... I had this great idea. I'm glad it went well. If it goes bad, then you want to say, oh, Warren, that was Warren's idea. It didn't work.
Well, if it works out, it clearly has nothing to do with Warren. And if it doesn't, it's totally Warren's fault.
You know, what we'll have to do, I mean, if any of you...
I can feel the love in here today.
To the John Boy and Billy show, it's going to be similar to Wordy Word.
Right.
If you're old and you've ever seen $20,000 Pyramid... Mm-hmm. It's going to be something along that line.
Except they make
and
you rush
if this works, if this works, maybe what we'll do is we'll pre-set up for people to call in and we'll play over the phones.
Yeah.
If it works, it might be fun
to
do that.
But we got to see if Warren's words are good.
Yeah.
And if you and I are good at describing it. Yeah. I have a problem where I will literally say the word that's on the paper a lot.
And you'll get a buzzer if we had one.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know,
we'll have to do the
buzz.
We might add sound effects later, you know, or something like that.
Yes.
I think we should not. Warren, how many cards are there here?
16, 17.
All right, so we'll probably limit it to 10.
We'll see. I did an extra because I didn't know how it would go.
Well,
so we real fast.
Well, we're going to say the word.
We're going to go with the rules because I don't know how close you can get.
We'll do that during a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no sense to bore these people more than they're bored now.
Ken, what did you do this weekend? Phil, what did you do this weekend?
You know, I was in D.C., and I did not go to Rolling Thunder.
Yeah, I did not go to Rolling Thunder. I actually watched... I
had every intention of going to Rolling Thunder.
Yeah.
But I was dog-sitting. You know, it was like a great weekend for me, because my sister and her family were going out of town. They asked me to dog-sit. They live in D.C. I thought, hey, I can go into D.C., catch some Rolling Thunder.
Right, yeah.
Go to the military parade, you know, the big D.C. parade on Monday. I had all these great plans. There's also a big free concert.
Yeah.
You know, and I had all these great plans.
Yeah, you could have seen the Lieutenant Dan Band was there.
The Lieutenant Dan Band's there. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump was there, which I have some comments about his little speech.
This was the 29th annual.
Yes.
So
and
next year is going to be even bigger.
I went there and I got
and
to my sister's house.
And it was probably the best weather. It's probably the best weather.
You know,
we've
it
had.
Was the nicest weather in a while for it. And I got there and my sister's dog was sick, like throwing up and diarrhea, and I didn't want to leave it alone for 6 or 7 hours.
Right. Or put it in a gym bag and bring it with you and have
it
puking
you know,
on the route.
So I kind of punted it. I watched some of the stuff on TV.
I did too.
But I didn't really do anything exciting except for take care of a sick dog.
Yeah.
And it's my niece's dog, so if anybody wants to give me crap, we can meet outside the studio and fight it out. That's pretty much what I did.
They'd only give you crap if they saw the dog, Phil.
Well, you have that picture that you put up where I still get comments about it.
I know. That's a great one.
It kind of is.
Yes, it is.
But
well, it takes a big man to walk a little dog.
That's
it does.
True.
Yes.
And the dog's actually smaller now than it was in the pictures.
That's hard to imagine.
So.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I did a couple of the Roy Thunder pre-events. And I have to say that next year's the 30th anniversary. It has to be bigger than this year's because I thought the attendance was way down this year.
The attendance was way down at some of the events. I don't know about Rolling Thunder itself, but I
didn't see near. I mean, it was noticeably fewer bikes on the road.
Yeah. I will tell you this. Where my sister lives in D.C. is off one of the main thoroughfares to downtown. And usually all weekend, there's a lot of people riding around. And, you know, you can know a Harley going through the middle of a city, you can hear.
Yeah,
right.
And I didn't hear as much as I normally do. I actually will say I think attendance might have. I wasn't there, so I couldn't tell you. You know, normally the way you tell is how many hours and how many wide they go by Sergeant
right,
Tim.
Right.
And I didn't go, so I couldn't really tell you that, but I will tell you the amount of traffic. I did walk down to the grocery store, and it's actually the grocery store that I used to walk down when I lived in D.C. So normally there's just a lot more bikes. I mean, yeah. It was kind of cool. This was the first year in my sister's alley, I guess some of her new neighbors ride, because there was groups of guys. There was actually people camping a couple houses down from hers in the backyard, and they all had their bikes and stuff and went down early in the morning. You know, I went down and I talked to those guys for a little bit, but I didn't really – I didn't see them afterwards. And I don't know. It seemed down from where I was, but that doesn't mean anything.
I think it was down because I travel on one of the highways around here back and forth to work every day. And in previous years, you'd see dozens of bikes going in and dozens coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the pre-event on the Saturday. Not nearly half, well less than half of the people were.
Which one did you go
went
to?
Fort Washington, which is the National Hogs meeting point.
It's usually packed.
It usually is, and
yeah,
it was
Fort
not
Washington,
packed.
Washington Harley-Davidson's
have been having some issues.
They've been having some serious issues.
They have, but the Hog, they still go there. It's still the National Hog pin stop.
Right.
And no, there was no lines.
I'll tell you this.
For anything.
One of the riders we know that... helped us out when we were moving by letting us store stuff in his barn.
Uh-huh.
He went to the local Harley Davidson dealership and rode in with them. He's former military.
And that's usually a pretty big meetup.
Right, and that's usually a pretty big meeting. And him and his buddies had some video up, and it did not look like it usually.
Well, I wonder why, because it's like the best weather we've ever had for a long
time. Well, you don't know the weather ahead of time.
You know, a lot of these guys were coming across the country, and it's been pouring rain.
Has been
a lot of rain. We've had a lot of rain, and it's been pouring rain, and there was forecasts of rain.
Uh-huh.
And while for us it's a get up and ride there,
right.
You know, California, that's 2 weeks of riding in the rain, or a week of riding in the rain.
Yeah, well, and I also was helping
back.
And my local Hog chapter at Frederick, Maryland, I went there to help them line up the bikes and get them out because they were short volunteers this year. There was only 373 bikes.
That's way down.
And last year it was over 400, and even that's, the 25th one, they had 750 bikes.
Well, I'll tell you,
so
I talked to
next year's the 30th, I imagine it'll pick back up.
I talked to the guys at Some Gave All, and they were actually happy even though they were down, but it rained for the Some Gave All ride, which is the ride the weekend before Rolling Thunder.
Right.
And they only had a little over 600 bikes. And that's way down for them, but it was also raining.
Yeah.
You know, and they said, in the rain you can't really ask for... Right. Your normal times. Sorry, I was playing around the sound effects. So I don't even have that board pulled up.
So we're going to go to break, and when we get back, I'm going to rant, and then we're going to play a game, or maybe if the rant lasts long enough, maybe we'll just go to the second segment for the game. I don't know. We'll figure it out because I'm pissed off.
Stop shooting gorillas.
I'm pissed off.
Here's what I have to say. It's all going to take, depends how many 4-minute empty commercial breaks it's going to take to explain the rules to Ken.
Yes.
To when we play the game.
You're right. We might have to take an extra break.
It might be an extra long show.
Right.
All right, folks, welcome back. Okay, now we didn't cover all weekend because it was a 3-day weekend. And Monday, I went out for a motorcycle ride with my daughter. You know, she hadn't ridden with me all summer, all spring. So we thought, we, you know, it was a nice day. It's a beautiful day.
I think that's nice for you to take a chance.
Try
to
kill your daughter.
Kill your daughter.
Well, it gets even better. Not only did you think I tried to kill her, but the state of Maryland tried to kill us both.
Smokey Bear?
Oh, no, no. It's even worse than that. So I go, you know, one of my all-time favorite riding roads in this area is Harper's Ferry Road. And I know people.
Is that the road that goes through Harper's Ferry?
It's
340?
On the opposite side of the river, and it follows the river a little ways and breaks out into the Maryland countryside. Beautiful ride. Nice, you know, decent roads. You got to dodge a few potholes here and there. The stuff you can expect. But what you don't expect is for 10 plus miles of paved road to have nothing but pea-sized gravel spread across it.
Oh,
it was intentional.
Obviously, you're a southerner.
Yeah, I expect paved roads not to have gravel on it in the summertime.
In the north.
I'm not talking about a little bit that's sprayed on the sides.
No. In the north, when they now they've changed a lot, but when I first started riding, like,
I have never seen this before.
They used to put because of the winters and you want traction, when they laid blacktop, they used to bluestone the roads.
Oh, I understand that. And this is completely different.
You talk about Fun experience.
This is completely different. This is freshly laid, you know, as it had to be within the last week and a half, 2 weeks at most, across both lanes of paved road, nice paved road, not like it's full of potholes. They just put tons and tons and tons of gravel.
So they repaved and they covered it with gravel?
No repaved. It's just the old old surface with gravel on top of it.
Maybe they got snow. And you
don't try to justify their experience. This was just stupidity.
Maybe they didn't want bikers on that road.
Maybe.
Maryland is very anti-commerce.
Well, they're also very able to report safety hazards. Because I went to their website, I went to the Maryland Department of Motor Vehicles, whatever, administration, whatever they call it, and I looked for some place where I could put, you know, send them a safety, you know, hey guys, we got a safety issue on this road. No, there's no email addresses, there's no alert places. So tomorrow on my blog and on our Facebook page, I'm going to put an open letter to the Department of Motor Vehicles of Maryland saying, wake the hell up.
You probably
this is completely unsafe. Somebody was going to die.
Okay, let me help you out. You want to look for the
MDOT. I'm sending it to the governor.
MDOT, Maryland Department of Transportation.
It's some administration.
I think it's actually MDGP, I think it is.
It ends with A. It's something administration.
MDGP, Maryland Department of Gravel Deployment, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, man. So for about somewhere between 8 and 10 miles, I was riding.
No, you want to focus your bitching towards MDOT. Trust me when I say that.
All right. I'll find them. It's
MDOT.gov.communist.
It's Maryland. They don't care.
I had to ride less than 10 miles an hour, maybe most at 15, a couple straight stretches where the vehicles had, you know, thrown gravel out of the actual travel lane.
Plus, everybody driving with you was shooting rocks at you.
They were shooting. Oncoming traffic was shooting rocks. The car in front of me, I had to be back far enough so I didn't get sprayed with rocks every time she went around a turn. Oh my God. I was at first, I was just safety conscious, driving slow, driving safe, so I wouldn't wreck. The further I got, the madder I got, because this was a road that
Why didn't you get off that road?
Nowhere to get off of it until you're almost to the end of it.
Yeah, it's like
the left side's the river and houses. The right side is farmland.
Well, you're going that slow. Why didn't you have your daughter get off and clean the road up in front of you?
I mean, she's a woman. You could have gave her a broom.
Yeah.
But like,
you better be glad she's not here right now. She'd be whooping both y'all. Oh my God, this was a horrible, horrible, horrible experience. Yeah. It was one of the worst riding experiences I've ever.
It was probably
been in.
The only thing they could do after scattering marbles didn't work because they rolled off the road. Yeah. So you know,
they probably tried that next.
And what road was this?
Harper's Ferry Road. So if you're in the DMV area. If you're in Northern Virginia, Maryland, you know, even Pennsylvania
is
relatively close there.
That is a common motorcycle route. It's a beautiful route.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it started off real nice, but then the day just went bad.
That's crappy. That is completely, you know, I mean, I'm sure that happens a lot, you know.
If they don't do something, somebody will get killed on it because they're going to go around a turn, start sliding, and an oncoming vehicle is going to run over them.
What's the speed limit on that road?
45. 82?
Okay. Stay off that road for a couple weeks, the cars will clear it
up. Oh, it's going to take more than a few weeks. This is you don't understand how much gravel I'm talking about.
Did a truck wreck and dump something on the road?
Over 10 miles? No. This isn't intentional.
I'll tell you exactly what this is. We didn't put down enough gravel and rock for our snow budget. We got to get rid of it. Let's throw it on this road.
Oh, my God. If that happened,
listen.
This is a very bad decision on somebody's part.
That happens. That kind of stuff, you know, you have a budget and they don't increase your budget if you don't spend it all. That's how Department
of
Transportation.
That's the way government works. Yeah, I understand that.
You know,
oh my God, this is one of the worst decisions ever.
Yeah, you want to, for a complaint like that, the DMV is not actually the right venue because it's not, they don't do the roads. MDOT, which is Maryland Department of Transportation, and that goes
I'll get it to the right place.
That goes to pretty much anybody in any state. If you run across something like that, you know, if you're in Virginia, you want to go to VDOT. If you're in New York, you want to, you know, pay the unions off.
You
want to go to an Italian restaurant and complain.
And then on the way back, I go through a roundabout, fresh tar snakes. On Memorial Day, Rolling Thunder window. And then these aren't just your normal tar snakes. These are the ones that are raised about an inch and a half off the pavement. Oh, my God.
Because they haven't been beat down enough?
No, they were laid like the day before. So they wanted to make sure the bikers in Maryland understood the fact that the state is trying to kill you.
Racist.
So did your daughter?
No, tar snakes is a legitimate word. Get off of that. I'm going to smack you.
So did your daughter have a good time?
Yeah, she didn't know the difference until I told her about it.
She didn't care.
No, she was just having a good time listening to music and watching the scenery.
You weren't screaming in your helmet?
No.
Okay.
For the love of God, I can just...
Right. At first I was just paying attention, trying to be... And then I got madder and madder and madder.
And I actually have a clip of Warren.
That's about right. That's about right.
Yeah, I mean, luckily we do mic up Warren's helmet when he's out riding.
Right.
It's very rare that we actually get usable sound clips. But
I don't usually get mad enough to you know, tilt at the windmills of government. But this time I'm going to because it was just completely wrong.
Yeah. Let us know how it works out for you, Warren.
It's not going to work out at all. No one will respond to my email.
They don't care.
No one will call me. No one will say anything.
They don't care.
And then when somebody dies, this is the only good thing that's going to come of it. When somebody dies on that road and the lawyer does a good research, you'll find that they were warned.
Yeah.
And then I'll get to come in and
Warren,
bitch in court at the state.
Here's my advice, right? And this will be my advice to everybody, no matter what state you are. There's this beautiful thing now called social media.
Oh, I'm putting it up everywhere.
MDOT has a Twitter. And I would go to their Twitter page.
I'm going to post it everywhere.
No, I would go to their Twitter page and start complaining about it. But they do have Maryland Department of Transportation has a Twitter page, and I would go all out on them. Just unleash it. Be like, don't you know who I am? I'm Warren from the doghouse. I don't vote in your state. I would lie and tell them you're a resident of their state because you don't vote there, so they don't care. They don't care about tourists. They don't care about out-of-staters. You know, Maryland
except for their tax
money.
Thanks for running all the tax money to get.
Hashtag Biker Lives Matter. Right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Or Maryland Lives Matter. Or no, that,
no
they,
but
they
no
don't.
One would buy that.
No one really cares about Maryland Lives.
No, nobody would buy that.
All right. Warren, that's a good bitch. If you're going to complain about something on Memorial Day weekend, I'm okay with that.
All right. So I feel a little bit better now. Right. Not much, but a little bit. Okay. So.
Well, I do too.
Well, I'm glad you do.
No, that's because Phil paid for dinner.
Oh, that's true. We did better. Not report that earlier.
We should have.
Phil did pay for dinner.
That's allegedly true.
It's yeah.
And he said for any listener who would come to the station in person for a show.
No, don't say that.
He will not pay for their dinner
allegedly.
Don't
say that because Dave M. will be here in a heartbeat. He'll be like, Phil, owes me a dinner.
All right. So I'm going to segue this into our.
Well, should we go to a break? Or I mean, I haven't been paying attention at the clock. Are we early?
I don't know.
We'll be a little bit early.
We'll be a little bit early. All right. You know, we'll play.
We'll go. Well, I'll give the instructions out, and then when we come back, we'll actually play the game. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to play in a version of Word Guess. It used to be called Password. It used to be called a bunch of different things, but we're going to call it Biker Word Guess on the Doghouse.
I don't like the name. We're going to have to work on
it. We'll work on it. But anyway,
I think Jabroni's looking for answers.
I like pass crap.
Pass crap. Poop word. Poop word would probably be good.
Poop word might work. But anyway, right. So this each of our players, Phil and Ken is from the great state of Virginia by Massachusetts. He's only 85 years old, but looks good because of all the preservatives in the food.
I think Warren's trying to pick you up.
Phil is from the great, well, formerly great state of New York, who transplanted
right,
to Virginia.
Because it was much greater when I lived there.
He transplanted to Virginia for the opportunities of a lifetime.
Here
and
on
he's
the
still
look,
And he's still looking
he's
for them.
To say Phil from the state that brought us Donald Trump.
Right. That's pretty low.
So those are our two contestants. You know, Ken, I understand that you have a lot of things in your garage that don't fit in you anymore. Oh, that's good. Phil, I understand that you don't really like Ken, but most of the days. Okay, moving along. So how do we play this game?
I'm totally not sure what that was.
I have no idea either.
So but okay, go ahead.
Each of the contestants will have a short amount of time.
He's actually combining password and the dating
game. Yes, I think so too.
So, I mean, that's actually the best part of this. Warren's like, let's play this game that I like, but he's put, you know, like, am I supposed to go over there and ask Ken what he's wearing? Like, Ken, what
well,
are you
doing? Well, you can see it, so that
Ken. Well, Warren, what's behind this curtain?
Hold on, I'm working on that. Okay. So in this game, you win a date with each other, and Phil pays for it.
I don't think I can handle twice of those, two of those in one line.
So in this game, each of our contestants have a stack of cards with motorcycle-related words on them.
Arguably.
No, they're not arguably. They do, and if you disagree, you're wrong.
I see some words
moving
in
along,
there.
Moving right along.
Okay.
So, for example, if Phil had the word Evel Knievel, he would have to give Ken clues to that word until...
And here would be what my first clue. As a practice to Ken, you hate his son.
Well, that's not a very good clue.
Yeah, that actually would be a good clue.
Right? You'll get that.
Yeah, I'd get that.
Well, you hate a lot of sons.
That's true.
Yeah, but on the Doghouse, we always talk about Ken's hate for Robbie Knievel. Okay.
So that would be a good clue. You would guess Robbie Knievel, and you'd get a point for that.
Yeah.
Or Phil would get a point for being the clue master. And it's to go back and forth.
No, doesn't he get the clue? He gets the point. I'll explain the rules of the game. Ken
gets the point.
This is
my game. Shut the hell up.
Ken gets the point because he guessed properly.
Right.
I don't get the point. I only get the point when I guess properly.
But I'm going to reverse it because this is our game.
No,
we don't want to impact the trademark version of the game.
Because I'm going to have him good.
Actually, we have a new game. It's called Arguing About the Rules.
I like that. Anyway,
when we get back, we'll try that out for the first time ever.
Woo, that was loud.
That was loud.
Sorry, I had it up for the sound
effect.
That
was the first clue. What do you do when you have no eardrums left anymore?
What'd you say?
What?
Huh?
What?
All right, welcome back to the first and possibly last Doghouse Crap Word episode.
Maybe not even a full
dog bone? Throw him a bone? I don't know.
We'll see how it goes.
Right.
All right, so up first is Ken.
Okay, so.
Originally from Massachusetts, who's going to give the first word to Phil.
Okay, the first word.
So,
you're
going
to get 30 seconds when I tell you the word.
You
get as many words in that 30 seconds as you can. Then we'll alternate to Phil.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Go.
Another term for the motor in a Harley-Davidson other than leaking?
Valdez.
No? Did you have the first letters right?
V-twin.
Thank you. Next one. It's a type of racing Phil likes where people slide around a lot.
Flat track.
That's correct. Okay. It's another name for street versions of racing bikes. I think I just screwed up.
You screwed that one up?
Okay. Another term for touring bikes. They have these.
Baggers.
Thank you. Okay, and another.
That's it.
That's it. That was 30 seconds.
Wow.
I thought it was 30 seconds for each.
No. You get 30 seconds, as many as I can get in 30 seconds. Okay. What did I get?
Three?
You got three, and then now we'll reverse the person.
And it'll be my turn.
And then it'll be, then we'll go again. Are you ready, Phil?
Anytime you are.
Who is originally from New York? I'm putting this out because they're both Yankees and, you know.
He's putting this out because he thinks it's a dating game.
Apparently.
Tell me when to start.
Ready, set, go.
The end of Little Ken.
The end of Little Ken?
The end of Little Ken. You can also put it on your head.
I have no idea. Helmet.
Thank you. Person who smoked too much pot.
Warren.
Not their name. What do you call them?
Pothead.
Keep going. Another name. When you light up a joint, it
burns.
Okay, what's another name for somebody who smoked out too much pot?
Burnout.
There you go.
Now, do we give him credit for burnout? Because he was after this 00.
No, we give him credit.
All right, so, Ken,
Ken,
at this point in our game, you are down by 1 point.
Okay.
So, right. You can either tank it for him by screwing up the words.
I was going to say, you got to screw up the words.
Or we can try it again.
So, I have to screw up the words, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Ken, are you ready?
I am ready.
Phil, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, let's play Crap Word. Go.
Warren.
They're called baggers because they
in
have
facts.
Yeah, which are known as
whoppers. No,
horse. You sit on a horse on these
saddlebags.
Thank you. Okay, it's a road that Phil takes to go home in the evening. It's an interstate.
66.
Thank you. Okay, it's another name for it.
You go back to that last one because that's not the right. He just said part of the answer,
oh,
not the whole
66.
Word. There you go. And now you're over.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta got to get the two. Whole word in there, just not part
all right,
of it.
I got to help you. Ken, I'm going to take care of you.
Okay.
I will help you out.
So, Phil, you got two that time
mm-hmm.
for a total of five.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Ken, are you ready?
No.
No.
Okay. All right. Anyway, let's go.
Type of chopper, not a bar.
Not a bar?
Not a bar chopper.
Not a bar chopper. Type of chopper.
The only kind of chopper we would ride.
Cafe racer.
Small tire in the back.
Small tire in the back?
Usually has a...
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That's, I know exactly what it is, and I can't think of
my father's first name.
I don't get to think your father's first name right now, Phil. You're not helping me here.
Landlord's name.
Obama.
Ken scored 0 points in this round of Crap Word.
Really, Phil? Can you do better than that? The only kind of chopper we like.
You can also pass.
I said not a bar chopper. You could have passed.
You could have passed and went on to the next word, well, but you chose not to.
Let's see if we'll make up
the rules as we go,
let's see if we can get this one.
Okay.
I'm going to go through the cards.
Okay, pass.
All right, pass. Here we go.
It's his turn again.
Oh, man.
So, Ken, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's play Crap Word.
Japanese Warrior, also the name of a bike.
Hayabusa, no. Suzuki, Honda,
Kawasaki
Shogun,
Mason. Kawasaki
Ninja.
Mason. There was a movie about Harley riders. It was really stupid. And
Easy Rider.
No, it was really stupid, and it had John Travolta was in it.
Ooh, man. He's struggling.
Okay. Motorcycle.
Oh, Wild Hogs!
Thank you. He got that. Motorcycle brand owned by Polaris, not Indian.
Victory.
Yes. Okay.
We got to get faster.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to give better clues.
I got to get better clues.
Phil's doing this intentionally, you realize.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. This is so easy.
The sad part is, actually, he's probably not.
I'm not that creative, Ken.
Okay.
All right, so at this point in the game, we're going to take a moment for an interlude. So, Phil, Ken, let's talk about your differences and the things you like together.
I like women
in
with
the evenings
boobs.
As you walk through the dark.
Can we do a nocturnal emission instead of an interlude? Just wondering.
I think I just interluded it in my pants.
Yes.
All right, now back to the game. Back to Crap Word on the Doghouse.
Warren really likes
Phil, this is your last chance.
This is my last chance.
All right, now, Ken, if he has any that he passed on... Which he did.
You went back and got that one.
Yeah, you went back and got that one.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
All right, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's play Crap Word. Go.
The only one on OCC that had a personality. Long hair, beard, fat.
Yeah, I know, and I can't think of his name right now. Just drawing.
He likes it.
Pass. Go ahead, next.
Ken's favorite website gets mentioned on the Doghouse all the time. They give us money.
They give us money?
Well, they don't give us money.
Patreon.
But, yeah, there you go. Type of motorcycle you could probably get at a Mexican restaurant.
type of motorcycle you get in a Mexican restaurant.
I have no idea how to give you a clue for this.
It's pass.
Quitter.
He already did the buzzer.
Quitter.
Warren.
Quitter.
All right.
Uh-oh. Lorenzo.
Too late. All right. This is their last round. And for this particular
episode. You passed on Bull Taco. I have no idea how to get Bull Taco.
Here's, you could have said, what kind of bike did Ken ride in motocross? A Bull Taco.
That's why it's in there.
That's all you had to say, and I would have instantly.
Had I remembered that.
Damn.
All right, so
damn.
You know, you had two there you could have kept for the final round, but you chose not to.
No, I got other better ones.
this is it right now?
This is the final
round. The Windows 10 upgrade is here.
All right, so we're going to go to our quick commercial break for Windows 10. Now it's over. Let's get back to our game. So, are you guys ready?
Go ahead, Ken.
Set. Go.
Okay, it's a famous little scooter that's very popular in Europe.
Vespa.
Yep, that's correct. It's a big motorcycle event out in North Dakota.
If it's in South Dakota, it would be Sturgis.
I'm sorry, South Dakota. Thank you very much. It's a British manufacturer that makes motorcycles. And
Royal Enfield.
No, it's very famous. They make the Bonneville.
Salt Flats. I don't know. Brain. Pass.
Okay. He won Supercross this year.
Dungey. Ryan Dungeon.
Okay.
Oh, you got that one in by the hair on your head, well, which is not very much.
Trial. I was. You're like the Bonneville. I'm like,
there's Soul Flash. There's only
two
motorcycle manufacturers.
I know. Right. And the funny thing is I was actually in a traffic next to a Bonneville today, and I was looking at it. I was like, man, that's a nice bike.
Wow.
I'm an idiot.
Well, all right. Anyway. Is there a final effort? Ken,
yeah, we got
you are about 1,000 points behind.
I'm about 1,000 points behind. I was at a distinct disadvantage.
He was. That's why we have to have listeners call in for this. This would be better with that. Yeah. Get us going.
Next week, you get to be a partner.
You got this. Think like an idiot.
Okay. Ready, set, let's play Crap Word.
Robbie Madison just gives him money. Oh, damn it. Red Bull just gave him money.
We're going to take a point away for that one.
American Motorcycle Association.
AMA.
My kind of motorcycle. The motorcycle of my people.
Indian.
MotoGP rides there in Taiwan.
Sepang.
Used to be an important race, 200 miler with a pit stop. Now it's nothing.
Daytona 200.
Event happened this weekend in D.C.
Rolling Thunder.
How many times it takes Warren to get all done?
Four strokes.
And right. Just so that everybody knows, my next card was Royal Enfield.
There you go.
Okay, that concludes.
You know, we're going to have to schedule
word.
People to call in.
Yeah, we really
that
do.
That would be funnier yes. with us.
So we got Phil. You ended up with a total of 10 points because we had to take one away because you actually said the name of the answer.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens. Ken, you had a grand total of 8. You had a remarkable comeback here at the end,
right.
But you fell short. Right. So as a parting gift to today's contest, I'm going to give you this nice, fancy brown rubber band.
I already got my...
You get a second one?
I already got my prize.
Ken,
pay for dinner.
And there's a free Fuel for Thought t-shirt.
Yes.
And Phil, as our grand champion for this inaugural event of Doghouse Crap Word, you get to play the outgoing music to bring us into the racing segment, in which we're going to talk about...
I think
Explosions.
Yeah. We're going to talk about explosions. We're going to talk about motocross, and we're going to talk about... why Warren's mic stopped working.
World Superbike. We're going to throw in a little CEV. And we're actually going to talk a little new series called Moto Asia Pacific.
Okay.
Cool. And we're back here on the Doghouse on NPNRadio.com. I was looking at the clock to see exactly how much time we
had. Okay. I thought maybe like all of a sudden you had, like, had a brain fart, forgot that it's your segment.
That I had to turn the music out. I was like, la, 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 la. No, I was looking at the motocross 30-second sign holder. Nowhere.
Very disappointing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, very disappointing.
Yeah.
Let's start with a little bit of thing I teased that new. Mm-hmm. The new Moto Asia Pacific Racing Series.
You might want to explain
that. Yeah.
So apparently...
He's still on his rant.
Apparently Moto America cares more about the Pacific and Asia watching the races here in the U.S. than us.
Well, and why do you say that, Phil?
Because they just announced a deal that on Bean... Apparently, the official television sports station of every place but the Americas is going to be covering the Moto America series in Asia and Pacific, which is good for our riders.
Yeah, they'll get exposure.
Right. And that's a good deal.
Right.
The bad thing that came out of that is something that we've complained about, that it's not on demand or anything.
Right.
They say in the press release it'll be on a 3-hour time delay.
Right, which means it's
which
pre-recorded.
Which means they have it
means,
to put
yeah,
up.
Sir.
Right. Yep. It's not just live broadcast.
You know what? I watched a motocross race last night on YouTube. All four races.
Right.
The full coverage with commercials and all that kind of stuff. And I sat there and I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. So that just
he does it for you.
I did that for you, the people
yeah.
of the United States of Doghouse. But I just was a little. I see that, and it's like you're doing all this stuff for everybody else. Hey, next week I expect to see. It's the number one watched racing show in the Middle East mm-hmm. or Australia. You know, hey, let's. And it's not to knock people in those countries. It's like it's supposed to be our series. Let's make an effort to get it on here
yeah.
more.
Well, let's make it available on demand.
Right. I mean, Bean has an app.
Yeah.
And like I can watch soccer on demand.
Yep, exactly.
I'm just bitter about that.
Has anybody checked to make sure it's still doing just the highlight?
I did on the last stop.
Last lap. Yeah,
and they're going to be at Road America. Or well, they're going to be at Road Asia Pacific. I think that's a new word for America now. Right. They're going to be at Road Asia Pacific this weekend coming up,
mm-hmm.
which is usually a very good track to watch them. I'm sad that I won't get to watch them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can actually watch it live on the app.
Yeah, but if you're watching it on the app that we've all acquired from Warren,
hey.
Allegedly, I'll beep that out.
No, you won't.
No, you won't.
I mean, listen, it's okay. I mean, it's not available at me. I have no problems.
It's
the only way I get a chance at watching it. But if somebody else is watching, I can't.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just... If it was on demand, it'd be fine.
Okay.
Because then you could be nice to people who had that app. And that's why... Why do you think I bought him dinner today?
Right.
I'm not paying him back. I don't care.
Yeah, Warren, you should record the races and send them to us electronically.
Yes.
Speaking of that, what happened in motocross, Phil?
Motocross this week. What did happen? Well, they had racing. They were at Glen Helen. I like Glen Helen.
Yeah, I like the track. It's a cool
one
track.
Day I would like to ride Glen Helen, but unfortunately I know that would probably be the death of me.
And she probably doesn't want you.
Neither Glenn nor Helen wants them.
If her first name's Glenn, she's either old.
He wants a threesome.
She's either old or fat. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Actually, it's named for them, so it would be a threesome.
Yeah.
I have no idea if that's true or not, but it makes more
sense. In the 250s, I think the bit of the shocker for the week was Cooper Webb winning.
I don't find that to be a shocker at all.
I kind of thought the Martins, Jeremy won race two, and Alex took his first overall. I didn't realize that was his first overall.
Yeah.
With
a
2-2
in a 50-50, in the 250s.
Yeah.
I was kind of a little shocked. I thought Jeremy Martin was going to sweep this week. I kind of did. That was my gut feeling going in.
I think that's a fair bet, especially with Cooper Webb still recuperating from a broken
right.
wrist.
Right. I mean, so. and this is one of the most physically demanding tracks.
Right.
And I figured his wrist not being 100% and stuff like that, I just didn't see that. I was really disappointed in Savacci. I mean, he had a great first weekend, and then where are you? What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, a horrible weekend for him, for Joey Savacci.
Horrible. I think he's still trying to finish the first race.
Yeah.
I think he came in like ninth. That's ridiculous. Adam Ciancerola, maybe he's never going to be the Adam Ciancerola he was.
Doesn't appear that way.
Does not appear that way.
Yep.
Which is sad because he had potential. And out of nowhere is Austin Faulkner.
Looks good. It's not out of nowhere. It's out of, I just started my professional career one race ago.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's out of nowhere to me.
Third and fifth was amazing.
A guy that had no professional motocross experience at all gets a third in his first race.
He raced the last race too.
In the first race.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's only his second stop on the pro tour ever.
Yeah. So it was his third pro race. He wins. Right. He gets a third place.
A third and a fifth.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a great weekend. That's a tough track.
That's beyond a great weekend when this is only your second stop.
I mean,
he's so new
on promotocross.com's rider thing. They still just have the silhouette picture of a rider.
Yeah.
They don't even have a picture. He's so new, they haven't even gotten time to take a picture of him.
Right.
Well, you're talking about, Webb being, but the one that surprised me the most was Savacci. He did not have a good day.
Yeah,
I expect him to be a lot further along than him.
Warren doesn't always listen to him.
Apparently not.
Yeah, I did. That's what my biggest disappointment of the race was.
Definitely not a comparable weekend to what he had the prior one. So.
And Christian Craig, I think it was actually confirmed that he broke his leg.
Oh, so he's done.
Yep.
So there is going to be an open spot on a Geico Honda. I'd say for a little while.
Yeah, the Geico Honda didn't have a great weekend.
No, Geico Honda did not have a great weekend. Yeah. Then in the 450 class, it looks like Roczen's going to be the man this year.
Roczen would have swept the weekend if not for losing the air fitting on his front suspension. And this happened after the clock ran out when he was in the final laps. And he had to run three laps with no front suspension at all.
And he still came in fourth.
I can tell you from personal experience, it's pretty much impossible what he did.
Yeah. He just had enough cushion that he was able to ride it through.
Dundee got by him.
He had no cushion. You notice he couldn't do any jumps. He had to roll the hills.
I'm talking about the cushion of time.
Not enough, so he ended up in fourth place, right?
Yeah, but if he had been any less riding as hard as he was earlier, he'd have been in ninth or tenth.
But he had a 14-second lead and have it evaporate in the in the rundown laps, basically.
Yeah, it's
that
sad.
Sucks. Yeah. I mean, he came out race two angry.
Oh, he was angry.
He was like, I am going to pwn everybody in their
brother.
This
is why, now you know why these guys go out of their way to thank the teams when they win a race afterwards, is because that kind of stuff doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That's why.
And I mean, that was a kick in the teeth.
His team manager was really upset.
Oh, yeah.
Really upset.
I mean,
before the race started, the second race said he will win the second race. He said that.
Yeah.
You know. $7 part.
Yeah.
$7 caused the fourth place finish.
Eli Tomac had a great weekend, 3-3.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call it a great weekend. He made an appearance. He podiumed, which is good
for the last couple seasons. He hasn't been solid.
Right.
Jason Anderson.
Well,
again,
not since his huge wreck last year.
Trey Kinnard crashed, but he got back up.
Dungy gets a gift. Gets the overall.
Got the gift. The Absolute overall. Gift.
Yep.
Because he'd end it should have been 1-1 for Roczen, 2-2 for Dungy.
Yep.
And he got the gift, and that's the one thing about Dungy for forever now.
he's there if you make a mistake.
You screw up, he's going by you.
Yeah.
Or you have a problem, he's going by you.
Yep.
And it should make for an interesting points race.
But you're right now. Right at this point, you have to look at Roczen as being the favorite.
Yeah,
he just seems like he's.
A 14-second lead on the toughest track.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, we were saying the same thing about Tomac this time last year, and so who knows?
Yeah, but that was because Roczen was injured this time last year.
Yeah,
so
Tomac was running away from everyone last year.
Roczen was injured.
Roczen was injured.
Roczen was seriously injured.
I think Roczen's a better outdoor guy.
But also, Tomac was on a different bike last year, too.
Roczen broke his back, I mean, he had cracked vertebrae in his back beginning of last season, so.
And Ken's favorite rider didn't ride.
he was ruled out. He was ruled out. Basically, the doctor said, nobody cares, so just go away.
Yeah. The doctor was like, hey, if you can get an appearance fee, James Stewart, go there. Get your appearance fee.
The doctor said to him, I'm sorry, James, but you're suffering from terminal irrelevancy.
He said, the name of your disease is Root, ran out of talent.
Yeah, that's right.
That's so mean, but
yeah, actually, it is pretty mean.
I think it's time for James to
pack it in,
start doing schools.
Who are we not talking about in motocross season this year, guys? Here's a test for you. Who are we not talking
Justin
about?
Justin Barcia.
Nope.
Cole Seeley.
Nope. No, we talked a little bit of Cole Seeley last weekend.
Yeah,
it's a big name. He's missing from the lineup.
Chad Reed.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even notice
Chad Reed, who is like the motocross is his thing, not supercross.
And what a miserable time Weston Peick had.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he didn't finish.
He's still racing.
Better than Will Hahn, which I think is struggling for his life. You know, Will Hahn's the other Geico rider that's gone.
Yeah, that's
true. You know,
true.
So.
Yeah, Geico just did not have a good week.
No.
Even Justin Bogle, who should be okay, was
not
15th
good.
And not worth talking about on the second race.
Yeah.
They're struggling.
Yeah, you can look at it one of two ways. You know, with all these injuries and stuff happening to people in there, it's good opportunities for some other people, though.
That's true.
We'll see what happens.
Speaking of injuries, let's move over to World Superbike so we have time to talk about the pool.
No, we're not going to talk. We got one thing to say before World Superbike. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, we had Jason Uribe, who's a CEV, which is the European Championship rider, and he rides in the Moto2 series. And unlike most motorcycle racing, the Moto2 series of CEV made all kinds of national press this weekend on ESPN, on Fox Sports News, on all this kind of stuff, because they had something I don't think I've ever seen on a track before. They literally had an explosion in the middle of the track that looked like a movie with bikes going through it, people jumping over. One of their riders crashed. Apparently, his tank came off the whole upper part of the bike.
Yeah, the entire top part.
And it exploded.
And if you haven't seen it, you go out there and actually Google it because it's...
Go to our Facebook page because Phil said he's going to put it up on there.
Okay.
I didn't
that. Go to our Facebook page because Warren just demanded that Phil do that.
Yeah.
Because the guy wrecks off the track and the bike flips back onto the track.
Yeah. Well, parts of the bike.
The whole bike actually came back on the track.
Yeah, no, but it was in parts as it goes.
Well, it was in parts.
It started breaking up when it hit the track.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet. I didn't watch the race live because I usually watch those CEV puts them up on YouTube after the fact.
Right.
Hint. And his Twitter, I believe it was like, made it through the explosion okay, even though it happened in front of me.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, definitely got to watch this. And it wasn't a second later that all of a sudden on my feed started this explosion.
I mean, a dozen riders rode through the flames, and a couple of them ran into bike parts.
Yeah, one of them looked like he jumped it. I mean, like, whoo.
It's a miracle nobody was hurt, seriously.
It's definitely worth going to see.
Yeah.
And it was. I'm glad nobody was hurt. Probably wouldn't have been worth it if somebody was hurt.
Right.
But that's kind of cool. And then we got to World Superbike, which we're not going to talk about World Superbike. We'll just talk World Supersport because if we don't talk World Superbike, then we don't have to get into the pool.
That's right. There you go.
that's always been my thought.
I want to talk about the pool.
World Supersport, PJ Jacobson did actually finish on the podium, and he finished.
I was going to say, first thing, PJ Jacobson finished.
America.
Another thing, somebody needs to take out Sofaglue.
I've been saying that for years.
It's like ridiculous, you know.
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah. I mean, and PJ's, you know, the thing about it, this is tough for PJ because he's actually had an advantage this year in that Cluzel's not having a good year.
Yeah.
And he's not been able to take advantage because he keeps wrecking.
PJ, there's a rider in MotoGP called Rossi. And you have to see how when guys who think they're great get next to Rossi, he just kind of kicks a knee out and pushes them over.
You're right.
You know, you just have to be a little slicker with that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the thought on that. Now we get to World Superbike, and we actually had the defending American Superbike champion, mm-hmm. Cam Bouvier, former Doghouse guest. We did have him.
Yes.
Former Doghouse guest got to ride the Yamaha ride, the factory Yamaha.
Mm-hmm. Respectable practice and qualifying.
Respectable practice qualifying. He did wreck on the first lap of the first race. But then I found out in the second race that everybody has finished
well,
the first
my
race.
Understanding is that he got some racing instruction from Josh Herron in the first race.
Oh, that was a jerk thing to say. You can send your hate mail to ntnradio.com.
Right.
In the second race, he finished 10th.
He finished 10th. He did. You know, it's not like that's a podium bike.
No, I mean, and that's, I don't care what he was on, and it doesn't matter if he was on the best bike out there to finish in 10th place and your second race at a track you're not familiar with, at a series you're not familiar with,
on a new bike,
is very impressive.
It's
very impressive.
With a much upgraded bike over the one he's been riding.
Yeah.
So congrats to Camboubier. That was a pretty good run.
Good job.
Does that mean he comes home to a bike that he feels sucks?
Well, it's just a different type of bike.
It's exactly the same bike. I mean, it's an R1.
They pointed out multiple times in the broadcast how it has bigger forks. It's got multiple different electronics, a bunch of different things on it.
Yeah, it's got upgraded electronics. It does have different suspension parts in it, but I mean, it is the same bike that he rides.
In a series where the sponsors have money because it's on TV and a lot of people see it, right? They can have more expensive bikes. That's the way that works.
Yeah.
So Motor America, you got to work on a limited budget because you're only.
But it was an impressive performance by him. I hope that leads to him getting more opportunities like that.
Yes, so do I. I think he earned it.
I think so.
I think he earned a shot.
I think so. I think if he had some more time to get to know the equipment and the track. Yeah, exactly. I think he'd be good.
I think he'd be good to go. Right. Then we get to World Superbike, and a little bit of a shocker. Sykes pulls a double.
Well, it shouldn't have been a shocker, okay? But not because Warren might have picked him.
Oh, I picked him.
It should have been a shocker because me and you were too stupid to realize that he'd won.
Every single race for the last three years.
It's his home track. I was a little shocked Giuliano did as well as he did.
I did know that he's really strong at that track, and I just thought that the way things have been going with Rea, and didn't know Chaz Davies was going to blow up, basically.
Yeah. I mean, Chaz Davies, light the fire.
Right.
Would have been the fire of the week, except for
he misses 40 minutes of practice with his bike burning up, and then...
He's on a secondary bike.
And then...
He just was lucky he didn't burn up.
Little Chaz got toasted.
And then he has a miserable first race. Chaz Davies gets 0 points in race one.
Yeah.
But I really thought that that Rea would have been a little bit more excited. He seemed like he was very much not. I mean, he blamed the bike for having all these false neutrals. Did you notice that?
He said, I had
his false neutrals. To me, that's like, whatever. You're on the same bike as this other guy in here, and you're claiming you have all these false neutrals. Maybe you just didn't have a good weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that happens.
Maybe you had one or two. False news.
Cocktails before the race.
Yeah, right. I just thought he was going to be a little. He just seemed like it almost seemed like it was a foregone conclusion to all the racers that Sykes was going to.
Rea put the effort down on the second race. I mean, Edwin went to the final lap, the final turns before Sykes pulled it out.
But he didn't look like he was aggressive.
Let's be honest. The first race, Giuliano should have won the first race.
Yes.
There's no question about that. There's no question about it. He just screwed himself up enough that he didn't.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? That's who should have won that race. Here's the one thing. Rea doesn't make mistakes. He proved that wrong this weekend.
Yeah.
He made lots of mistakes. He made lots of them this mistakes and...
But he's got bad history at that track too, which is one of the reasons I didn't pick him.
You always have bad history until you win somewhere,
right?
Right. Yeah. So I mean,
Sykes has good history there. Rea had bad history.
We've used that theory in the pool. I'll give you fair warning. Yeah. We've used that theory in the pool. Ken's like, oh, Yamahas haven't lost here in so many years, Yamaha.
They lose.
And of course, it worked
this weekend. That's all that matters.
Yeah, it worked this weekend. Right. That's the way it is. Richard is still leading the pool. Unfortunately, Warren is still like third.
Right.
Probably never hear the end of it.
A lot of time for reality to set.
Yeah, reality will slap in, right. Especially if somebody goes down and now he has to think about picking and stuff. Right. It was a good weekend of racing. I thought the races were pretty good. There was definitely some drama in them.
I mean, it's good. It's kind of an interesting track. I always think that's one of the tracks where, you don't have these long, long straightaways. You don't have a lot of the drag. It's all about how well you handle, the corners and the... It's much more of a road circuit than some places are,
Yeah, it's more... I don't know if saying it's a more technical track is the right thing, but it's...
I'm not even sure why Sykes is so good there, but...
I think it's because he probably rode it since he was 3 years old.
Yeah. I guess, but, you know,
I mean, they have good fish and chips, and Sykes likes the fish and chips.
A lot of people have home tracks they don't do so well on, so we know that, right?
A.K.A. talk to Valentino Rossi.
Yes, exactly.
Oh. Yep. And speaking of Rossi, he did win the Indy 500 this week. Before we go to break, I the headlines on the TV was Rossi wins the Indy 500. Thank God I watched it, or I'd been like,
yeah, right.
You know, I just started tweeting about that. But hats out to that rookie kid that won on fuel mileage, maybe the slowest crossing ever
of
a finish line race.
Yeah, he crossed the finish line at 48 miles an hour. I think it was.
I mean, I could have coasted it. If I knew we were going to drive under 50 the whole race, I could have done that.
That's a perfect example. If you have a big, you need to have a big enough lead, because he had a big enough lead, he could afford to drift into.
He should. He should hashtag Ken Roczen and be like, "That's how it's done." At Ken Roczen, that's how you pan a lead,
right?
You know, air in the front. I didn't have gas.
Try that.
Half a lap. You run Glen Helen half a lap with no gas.
Right.
Not happening.
Right.
Be a lot of pushing on that hill.
We got MotoGP coming up this weekend.
Yes, I'm trying to remember where.
Well, motocross is in Colorado.
Yes, at Thunder Valley.
Wait a minute, where is
Thunder Valley? That's where it's at.
Where's motocross?
Thunder Valley.
What state is that in?
He can't.
The state of pot.
It's in Colorado.
Hey,
Ken. Hey, I wish we were on Periscope right now.
I've seen,
number one and two.
I think you would have practiced this.
Oh, wait a minute, Ken.
What?
Where are you in the pool?
Colorado.
12th? 50th?
Colorado.
MotoGP's in Catalunya. But it's not this weekend. It's next. No, it is this weekend. I'm sorry.
It's this weekend, yeah.
It's June 3rd. Yeah, so they're
being Catalunya. Right, so it's a big deal for the Spanish
and
riders.
And Moto America is this weekend as well, isn't it?
Yes. And Road Asia Pacific.
And that's right. Where is the race this time? Is it?
Asia Pacific.
Yeah, it's...
Road America.
Road America. Okay, I got you.
Road America.
All right.
I was being a jerk.
Elkhart, Wisconsin.
Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. Hey, you got to put the lake in there because it's
big.
People
go
to the wrong
track.
Place.
You know, this is kind of being interesting.
It's the track that's owned by the Asian people, as a matter of fact.
Well, that explains a lot of the deal.
That's right.
Crap. It's a big. Got some big straightaways there. It's a fast track.
Right.
So it'd be interesting to see. This will be our first time being able to see the Suzukis against the Yamahas on a big open fast track.
Well, we'll see. Well, yeah. some reason the Suzukis like all of a sudden lost everything they had.
Well, when the guy who needed a contract got his track contract, it's like, why bother?
Right.
You know, hey.
Yep.
I could run fast, or I could just go party with American girls.
Yeah, right.
So obviously partying with American girls are just a much better.
That would be my choice.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
I can't blame him.
No, I can't at all. I mean, he's from Spain, right? Well, I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be some pretty hot umbrella girls in Spain.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, there's actually a guy, and I can't think. I would totally plug his Twitter, but I can't remember it right now. And I will know for next show, I'll plug it. That always picks, he must be a photographer or somebody that travels with the series. He always puts up pictures of the butts of the umbrella girls. And it's like, I don't know how you
amazing.
Get that job, but sometimes it's just phenomenal. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's a job for me.
Yep, there you go.
Except for the drool. They wouldn't be able to raise, they'd be like, we have a wet track condition from drool on the start finish line, you know. Anything
okay.
else?
Okay, that's
I think we've that's covered everything. Game. I think we've covered everything.
Ken, you really suck at password.
Thank you, Phil. You suck at password.
Hold on, let me see if I have another one.
You suck at clues, Phil.
Hey, English motorcycle brand that I mentioned that you didn't have.
Royal Enfield.
Man, I'm getting much better.
Oh, it's tied
now.
No, you're still one down. One down.
You
were eight, he had ten.
Oh, I thought you had nine.
Here's another one. Opposite of water cooled.
Air cooled.
Hey, see, I'm good at this when I'm trying to be serious. But now that the points don't matter, I don't care.
Right.